In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is risen. St. John Cassian once asked St. Moses the Ethiopian, "How do I attain wholeness? How do I become complete in receiving the grace of God?" St. Moses replied, "If you want wholeness, know your purpose. Know your purpose." And then Abba Moses explained to John Cassian three layers of purpose, of which only the first two are in our control. Abba Moses said, "In any pursuit, you have your immediate purpose and then your ultimate purpose." He said, for example, a gardener works in the hot sun to clear the garden of thorns and weeds. Their immediate purpose is for the ground to be rid of weeds. Their ultimate purpose, of course, is the enjoyment of the fruits of the garden. Or a merchant spends long hours at the shop. Their immediate purpose is to make sales and please customers. Their ultimate purpose is to turn a profit on which they can live comfortably. For everything we do, at least things of substance, we have an immediate purpose of accomplishing the details of the task and an ultimate purpose, why we're doing the task in the first place, what I'm ultimately trying to accomplish. But then Abba Moses says there's a third and most profound purpose, which is God's purpose. And God's purpose is always the growth of the kingdom of heaven in and through me. God's purpose is the expansion of light, the increase of that first taste of paradise in all things. Now, it's quite easy for me to see my immediate purpose and my overall purpose in nearly all pursuits. It takes the inner eye, it takes the lamp of the body, as Jesus calls it, to see God's purpose, to see if and how my purpose manifests the kingdom of heaven in myself, in my corner of the world. And we see this layering of purpose in both our readings this morning. First, as Sue read from Acts, which, by the way, compliments to getting all those names right. As Sue read from Acts, we have this account. It says, "When the number of believers was multiplying, there arose a complaint." It's a very human statement. When the number of believers was multiplying, there arose a complaint. That early church was experiencing sudden, massive growth, and things were getting disorganized. Things they used to have a handle on got overwhelmed. And in this particular case, there was this daily distribution of food for the elderly widows. It's essentially a first century version of Meals on Wheels. Well, the number of participants grew so quickly that the system got overwhelmed. And people were getting neglected. Widows were getting missed on the stops. So the 12 apostles ordained 7 deacons that were selected by the people themselves. And they set the deacons over their expanding Meals on Wheels program. We see in this little story the layers of purpose Abba Moses taught St. John Cassian. The immediate purpose is to reorganize their meal program so no one gets missed. Very practical. What's the greater purpose? Well, the disciples spell that out themselves. The 12 say, "This is so we can continue to focus on worship and preaching." They don't have enough bandwidth to do everything. Nobody would, right? Nobody would. So their ultimate purpose of the 12 apostles is to continue to do the work that Jesus ordained them to do. And within all that, of course, is God's purpose, which Abba Moses said is always the advancement of the kingdom of heaven. And that's exactly what happens. Our passage ends with, "And the word of God spread, and the number of disciples multiplied greatly." The number of disciples multiplied greatly. This story begins with a very practical purpose, reorganizing the meal program, but culminates with God's purpose, the advancement of the kingdom of heaven. We saw the same pattern of purpose in our gospel reading this morning. Jesus had been crucified and buried late Friday afternoon, and there was no time to do the traditional burial rites before the Sabbath began. And so with very definitive purpose, Mary Magdalene and the other women buy spices to complete the funeral rite, which is their ultimate purpose. Their ultimate purpose is to honor Jesus with a proper burial. And within that, though, we can see what Abba Moses calls their immediate purpose, the details. The women organize themselves. They get up early in the morning. Clearly, they had been talking to each other ahead of time. They buy the spices. They know where to get spices even at that early hour. On the way, they think of another detail. Who's going to roll away the stone from the door of the tomb? We see all the practical purposes, all these little details, and we know their ultimate purpose, giving Jesus a traditional burial as he deserved. But of course, God's purpose was far greater than anything these women could have foreseen. The advancement of the kingdom of heaven. And this moment is where it begins. The empty tomb. The message of the angel that Jesus has risen. Mary Magdalene going then to tell the disciples that first news of the resurrection. The women's purpose was to do a burial rite. God's purpose was to mark the epicenter of heaven entering creation. Now, does all this have anything to do with you, with your life today? Or are we merely passive recipients of a bunch of old stories? Or is there something more? Or to put it another way, is there purpose in your life today and this very hour? And not just immediate purpose of getting all the details done, but is there kingdom purpose in your life? Is there God purpose in you this very hour? And I would say there must be purpose for you, kingdom purpose, and my proof is that you woke up today. That's all the proof that I need. There must be purpose here if you keep waking up. The fact that you are still breathing on this earth means that you have purpose. You have God purpose. And your God purpose doesn't have to be as grand as being the first to proclaim the resurrected Savior. Maybe it starts with recognizing the Holy Spirit within you. An awareness that I woke up this morning having God in my very being, that I had God within. Maybe my immediate tasks have a greater purpose today than I first thought, than I first gave them credit for. Maybe there is something more. Saint Nectarios says that the first job of the spiritual life is to know yourself. He says, in order to know God, you must first know yourself. And if I know myself, then I have a fighting chance of discovering my God purpose, at least for today. St. John Cassian once asked Abba Moses, how do I attain wholeness? How do I become complete in receiving the grace of God? And St. Moses replied, if you want wholeness, know your purpose. Amen.